Part 4. 3 Pieces of Gold. For 3 years, the Star Child walked around the world, but he didn't find his mother. One day he arrived at the gates of a city near a river with a big wall around it. The soldiers there stopped him.
What are you doing here?
They asked.
I'm looking for my mother,
he said.
Please let me pass. Perhaps she is in this city.
Who is your mother, and why are you looking for her? Asked another soldier.
She is a poor beggar like me, and I was very cruel to her. Now I want her pardon.
But the soldiers laughed.
You are very ugly. No mother loves an ugly child. She will not be happy to see you. Come with us. We will sell you to be a slave.
They sold the Star Child to an old man for the price of a cup of sweet wine. This old man was a magician from Libya. The magician took the boy to a dark prison and gave him a piece of old bread and some dirty water. The next day he said,
Now you must go into the forest. In the forest there are 3 pieces of gold. One is of white gold, one is of yellow gold, and the other is of red gold. You are my slave, and if you do not bring me the piece of white gold, I will beat you 100 times.
So the Star Child went to the forest to look for the white gold, but he found only many thorns and dangerous plants. He could not find the white gold anywhere. When the sun started to disappear, the boy started to cry. He knew that the magician wanted to beat him. Suddenly, he heard a cry of pain and saw a little hare in a trap. He forgot his problems. He felt pity for the hare and opened the trap.
Thank you. You are very kind, said the hare. Thanks to you, I have my freedom. What can I give you?
I must find a piece of white gold for the magician. If I don't take it to him, he will beat me.
I will help you, said the hare. I know where to find the white gold.
He took the Star Child to a tree, and in the tree he found the gold. The Star Child was very happy and thanked the hare. He returned to the city. But at the city gate, he saw an old man. This old man was very ill and very poor.
Give me some money. If you don't give me some money, I will die of hunger,
shouted the old man. The Star Child felt pity for the old man, but he only had the piece of white gold for the magician.
The old man needs the money more than me,
thought the Star Child, and gave him the gold. The magician was very angry when he saw that the Star Child didn't have the gold, and he beat the boy. He put him in prison with no food and no water. The next day the magician said,
Today you must return to the forest and find the piece of yellow gold. If you do not do this, I will beat you 300 times.
The boy went into the forest and looked for the gold. He looked all day long, but he could not find it. Finally, he sat under a tree and started to cry. The hare heard him and asked,
Why are you crying?
I must find the piece of yellow gold. If I don't find it, the magician will beat me.
Follow me. I will show you the yellow gold, said the hare.
And he took the Star Child to a pool of water. At the bottom of this pool, he found the piece of yellow gold. The Star Child returned to the city, but at the city gate he saw the old man again.
Give me some money! If you don't give me money, I will die of hunger, he shouted.
The Star Child felt pity for the old man and gave him the gold. The magician was very angry.
What? No gold? No gold, no food, and no water.
He beat the Star Child and put chains on him, and put him in prison again. The next day, the magician said,
Today you must return to the forest and find the piece of red gold. If you find it, you will be free. If you do not find it, I will kill you!
The boy went into the forest, and all day long he looked for the gold, but he could not find it. In the evening he sat under a tree and started to cry. The hare heard him and asked,
Why are you crying?
The Star Child explained everything, and again the hare helped him. This time he found the gold in a cave near the tree.
Thank you! Thank you!
Said the boy, and he ran back to the city. At the city gate, he saw the old man.
Give me some money! If you don't give me money, I will die! He shouted.
The Star Child felt pity for the old man and gave him the gold.
You need it more than me, he said.
But he was very sad, and his heart was very heavy.
The magician will kill me,
he thought. But when he passed the guards at the city gates, they bowed to him and said,
Look at our beautiful lord!
The Star Child walked through the city, and more people followed him. They all said,
He is the most beautiful boy in the world.
But the Star Child was very sad.
They are laughing at me, he thought.
He walked for a long time and finally arrived in a big square where there was a king's palace. The people said,
You are our lord, the son of our king.
I'm not a king's son. I am the son of a poor beggar woman. Why do you say that I'm beautiful? I know I am very ugly.
Why do you say that you are ugly? Look, said a soldier.
The Star Child looked into the soldier's shield. The shield was silver like a mirror. There he saw his face, and saw that his face was beautiful. Like before.
There is a prophecy, said the people, that on this day our king will come. You are our king. Take this crown and this scepter. Govern us with justice and with mercy.
No, I am a bad boy,
he replied.
I must find my mother. I cannot accept the crown and the scepter.
He turned toward the city gate. In the crowd, he saw his mother, the beggar woman. Then, next to her, he saw the old man from the city gate. He ran to the woman, knelt in front of her, and kissed her feet.
Mother, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Once I gave you my hatred. Please give me your love now.
But the woman didn't speak. The Star Child spoke to the old man.
Please! I helped you 3 times! Please tell my mother to speak to me!
But the old man didn't speak. The Star Child started to cry.
Please forgive me, Mother! Please forgive me!
The woman put her hand on the boy's head and said,
Stand up!
The old man put his hand on the boy's head too. When the Star Child stood up, he saw that the beggar woman was a queen, and the old man was a king. The queen said to him,
This is your father. You helped him 3 times.
And the king said to him,
This is your mother. You washed her feet with your tears.
The boy hugged them and kissed them both. They took him to the palace, and they put a crown on his head and a scepter in his hand. He was a very good king, and showed justice and mercy to everyone. He sent gifts to the woodcutter and his family. He helped poor people. He was kind to the animals and birds, and there was peace in all the land. Unfortunately, he died after 3 years, because he suffered a lot in his life, and the next king was a cruel king.